Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vonmont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vonmont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vonmont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something
good today. Welcome to a Saturday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I reached out to the Caroline Project. I was connected with Chrissy Raines, and she is on the line with us right now as we talk about Caroline Bishop, who died by suicide on June the 11th, 2016. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Chrissy Raines.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very glad to have you. And on the Mark White Show, it seems to come up very often, the subject of suicide, and I think there's a reason for it. I run across these organizations, these foundations, individuals who've been directly affected by suicide. The message continues to be shared through The Mark White Show, and I hope that there are people out there who listen to The Mark White Show and
hear the stories of people who have taken their lives and how it affects those that they're closest to, and reconsider if they're thinking about taking their life.
Absolutely.
How did you know Caroline Bishop?
Originally, I grew up in a small town in South Carolina, Abbeville, South Carolina. And so originally, I babysat her and her siblings. Her parents had four children, and I just fell in love with the family. I really love all of them. And so as I got older in my 20s and 30s, just continued being friends with the kids and also especially their mom. But Lucia and Thurman Bishop are both really good friends of mine. And I ended up going into mental health in my career. You know, it's something that's always been very close to Lucia and my heart. She wasn't able to be with us today. She's with her family doing some family things today. But throughout the years, just I've loved them. And so I started my business, Bow and Arrow Center of Hope. And one of the things that I saw as being an educator, I'm in prevention, a therapist, do lots of different types of community things across South Carolina and North Carolina. And shortly after I started doing education and prevention, we lost Caroline to suicide. And, you know, it wasn't long later, I actually lost someone else really close to me. Over the last 4 or 5 years, I've lost four people to suicide who are really close to me. And it really, you know, through my own grief, through my own just kind of, for me, seeking God, to be honest, on what was going on in my own life and how this would change some of the things I was already doing in mental health. And one of the biggest things I saw when I started my business, Bow and Arrow Center of Hope, is that many people aren't able to pay for services. We needed more education. We needed more funding for services. And so really, I just started really praying, and I love to create new ideas and events and lots more work for myself, but that's just something I really love. I came up with some ideas, but I didn't have a name for it and how it could really be even more of an impact for people kind of as a fundraiser. And, you know, again, I was really praying a lot. And one morning, just even before I opened my eyes, it just kept over and over coming out of my mouth. It woke me up, the Caroline Project. Caroline was deeply loved by not just her community here in Abbeville, but really she made an impact across our nation, really. I mean, her great uncle was Strom Thurmond. And so, you know, many people know him, and just the people that Lucia and Thurmond have known over the years, you know, go spread all across the nation. And then with the people that I'm close to, it was just the perfect thing to remember her as the person she was, but also really, I mean, Caroline's the face of our project, but this is the face of many people who find themselves in a place where they feel like they can't go on.
With as many people as you have lost to suicide, I know that you are definitely inspired to immerse yourself in this effort even more.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's really strange, but also I believe that all of it was to just use my calling, not just for suicide, but I've actually lost 8 people close to me the last few years, and most of them to suicide and addiction. And one was my boyfriend in 2017. So throughout all of those, again, you know, addiction is just something really close to my heart and something that, you know, is really indirect suicide. And Bow and Arrow Center of Hope was actually named after him. His name was Bo. And so, you know, to me, I feel like when you've had such a deep loss, there's really a call for you to go through your own healing. But on the other side of that, what is, some people may know of as post-traumatic growth, not PTSD, but from the trauma that you may suffer from losing someone, and but there's actually growth that can come from it by doing your own healing. And so I'm big on seeking my own, you know, seeking healing for myself, because I want to be the best kind of, you know, person I can be for myself, for my family, for my community. And I knew once I was able to kind of see through and get to some of the light in that darkness, that I had to make I had to use these losses to make a difference and inspire other people, because that's what Caroline, that's what Bo would want, and, you know, many of the others that I lost. And I feel like, you know, one or two losses, definitely it hurts and gets your attention, but it wasn't that many that close together. You know, you can't help but make it change you. You know, one of the things I would love for people out there to know that is just a really common myth is that people think because you think about dying or that you can't go on anymore or that life is too hard, not worth living, that you have to act on it. And the truth is, as mental health professionals, one of the things we've learned and as an educator that I've learned is that it's very normal and common to feel that way. But just because we have those feelings does not mean we have to act on it. And Caroline, if you see her picture, if you follow the page, the Caroline Project or Bow and Arrow Center of Hope, you will see that she, her smile, her life, they lit up a room. But she definitely struggled with depression and, you know, at one time definitely struggled with some substances, and she was going through a difficult time. And just, we feel like maybe just couldn't understand that some of those feelings were temporary and not permanent. And so I really just want people to know out there that you matter and there's a reason for your life. You were created for a purpose, and, you know, there is something that you were created for that only you can do and carry out. And we need you here. And that's really important that people know that, because there's so much stigma to mental health, and people think that they have to be ashamed or hide it. But the truth is, the longer I live and work and educate people, the more I see that everyone has struggled or is struggling with something. There's no shame. You can see it's a real passion of mine.
No, yes, absolutely. And Chrissy, I was going to ask you, because you are in the mental health field, you would actually talk to people who are on the brink of suicide. What is the connection between addiction and the person taking their life, deciding to take their life because of addiction?
A lot of times, you know, people get into addiction. 84% of people who struggle with addiction or are struggling with addiction have had some trauma or a great deal of trauma. They find that, you know, maybe a substance can help be an escape because of that trauma and you know, some of the things that we don't have to necessarily get all into today, but chemical imbalances and things like that, they feel like that, you know, they get to a very dark place. Still, you know, just the more that you use substances, the deeper you have to go to keep getting that high or that feeling. So sometimes they are trying to find a way out, and, you know, it's accidental. But other times, like I said, with indirect suicide, a lot of times someone using substances is kind of trying to slowly kill themselves. So it's a little bit different than suicide, where that could be, you know, something that happens in the brain, and you want a temporary solution to something. But definitely indirect and direct suicide is, you know, we want people to reach out and to look for help.
But when it comes to addiction, and we're talking specifically right now, I want to reach out to young people who are listening who are not caught up in addiction yet, but it gets worse and worse for someone trying to get that high. As you mentioned, it's never the same, and then it progressively gets to a point where they're not getting enough of the rush or the high, and they're dissatisfied. They're stuck in a prison of their mind.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, people do reach out for help or maybe get, you know, into some legal issues and are court ordered. And so once they start getting help, they're doing really well. They're feeling well. They go through rehab or, you know, whatever their treatment plan may be, and then they relapse. And so what happens is they've worked up to such having to have so much, and then they start getting clean. Then when they relapse, they think they can use that amount of substance again and end up overdosing. You know, that's where it just becomes deadly. And I think a lot of kids out there, or a lot of adults actually, you know, when it comes to marijuana and alcohol, they think this isn't that bad. You know, it's just alcohol, or it's just marijuana, or it's just pain pills or some pills. But all of these things are gateway drugs that lead to a deeper issue. And, you know, I will be the first to say I'm not going to judge anybody for what they're doing, because we all have a, you know, a past. But I do want people to know out there, specifically young people, that these things, vaping included, that, you know, sounds like a better alternative than tobacco, but actually has a lot of health complications with it, possible seizures. That, you know, it's better not to use these things and to find healthy coping strategies. It may not seem like the cool thing to do in the moment, but if you ask anyone who's been using for 20 years or even 10 or 15 years, they'll tell you not to start.
As we mentioned, June the 11th, 2016 is the day that Caroline took her life. And the post that was made reads, "There isn't a day that goes by that we don't think of Caroline. She was and is a world changer. We miss her terribly. Please continue to pray and support the Bishop family. As many of you know far too well, life can be taken from us so quickly. So today, for Caroline, love the unlovable, forgive the unforgivable, give in a way that hurts you financially or physically. For Caroline, today, befriend a stranger, help the less fortunate, enjoy the little things in life, especially animals and children. For Caroline, smile constantly, be a little mischievous, and reach out to someone who is hurting. For Caroline, wear one of our Caroline Project shirts today and share about her dimples. We love you, Caroline. Thank you for the light you left us that continues to shine in your legacy. Love those God has given you. They are a gift we get to keep for a time until they fly home. Fly high, Caroline. June 25th, 1992, June 11th, 2016. If it's okay, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want people to find out how they can connect with the Caroline Project and be a part of this effort to help this move forward, because there are a lot of people out there who need help. I know that someone who's listening right now either needs help or needs to help someone who is very close to them. So will you stick with me?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Folks, we're talking to Chrissy Raines. She is with the Caroline Project, and she was a babysitter of Caroline Bishop, who took her life on June the 11th, 2016. Think about someone you love and care about. Are they gone? Are they no longer with us? Well, you can still make a difference in the life of someone else by thinking about the legacy of the person that you cared so much about. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Chrissy. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is John from John's Ricky Stock. I love the Mark White Show. Truck the mic.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to a Saturday edition of the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and today is my birthday, June the 12th. I am celebrating in a way that helps others, and that's what I want to do with my life, is to continue to help others. And I can think of no better way to celebrate a birthday than to try to help another person. And right now I have on the line with me Chrissy Raines, and she's with the Caroline Project. And I wanted to honor Caroline today. She passed away on June the 11th, 2016, by suicide. She had so many people who loved her. If you listen in the first segment, she was a light to a lot of people. And today, the Caroline Project exists because of her and the light that she shined. And we want to share a message of positivity. We want to share a message of encouragement. We want to be an inspiration to those who are struggling right now. And I know that you agree with that, Chrissy.
Yes. We all struggle at some point in time. It's not bad to say that you're struggling. Just reach out.
Why do you think it is that it's hard for people who are struggling to reach out?
Well, I think I mentioned in the first segment, you know, that there is so much stigma. Just, I know in the South, you know, I live in, like I said, a small rural town in Abbeville, South Carolina, and it's sort of, you know, people want things to look good. We're, you know, a lot of times worried about what someone else may think. And sometimes, you know, people feel like no one cares, especially if you're struggling with, you know, depression or some type of mental illness, possibly psychosis. You know, you might just feel like nobody cares. And the truth of the matter is, it can sometimes feel like people around you don't care. It can sometimes feel like, you know, they're not necessarily, they don't see you. And maybe the people around you really don't, but there are people who care. There are lots of people who care, you know, myself and you, Mark. I mean, we care so much that, you know, we want to get out there and just try to impact as many people as possible with this message.
Yes.
And there's so many great resources. One I'd love to give, because I never like to, you know, talk or speak anywhere and not give a resource, but there's a great one I found on, it's dailystrength.org. And I just wanted to mention it because it is really a powerful website. If you guys will check it out. It's got tons of support groups. And so no matter what you, where you find yourself today, what you're struggling with, there is, I'm sure, a support group on there. There's, you know, if you're struggling with health issues, mental health issues, trauma, you know, I know I have a good friend who's paralyzed. There's a group for people with paralysis. So please find resources, that being one. And reach out if you don't feel like there are people around you necessarily, you know, in your family or maybe your friend group. Definitely there are resources out there that can help you, and people who do care.
I'm trying to think about how to word this, Chrissy, but the times in my life when I needed help, it wasn't everybody who helped me. It was somebody, mm-hmm. you know?
So yeah, that's good. Yeah.
You're looking for someone, not everyone. Everybody doesn't right. care. And everybody,
right.
for the most part, we are selfish people. So we're thinking yeah. about our problems, our issues, and it's not necessarily selfishness in a negative way all the time mm-hmm. because we have a lot of self-preservation in us internally. And we're not thinking about our neighbor. We're not thinking about our friend or
right.
someone that we really, truly care about and love. We just don't know sometimes how to help, or we're too focused on what we're trying to do absolutely. For ourselves.
And Mark, I'd love to just share this. I teach a curriculum that's called Mental Health First Aid and, you know, through the National Council of Behavioral Health. So one of the things I say in my class when we talk about the suicide portion, because I have found as hard as it is for me to be in the past, it's been hard for me to be open. I've just had to use some of the hurt and some of the loss to make sure I share with people and let them know my mistakes so that they won't make them. Or they can also to relieve them of maybe their guilt they're feeling today from someone they loved dying by suicide or addiction or some other way and thinking, you know, having a lot of regret. One of the first people that I lost to suicide was 5 years ago, and someone really close to me, and that, you know, for her to respect her family, I don't share who that was, but she was calling me over and over and over. And I mean, you know, I've worked in mental health for 20 years and I've always, you know, helped people, reached out. I've always kind of been the helper. That's just who I am. And I was in a situation in my own life that I really just didn't have it to give. I was in transition and just a lot going on. And, you know, she kept calling me. I knew that she wasn't, it probably, you know, she was struggling and stressed out and some things were going on. But I, honestly, it never occurred to me. I'd never lost anyone by suicide that she would take her life. And, you know, she was a single mom. So I just never thought it. She ended up taking her life. And one of the things I realized from that, because I went through such guilt over the fact that I didn't answer the phone, I didn't call her back for a little while. And one of the reasons was I just didn't know how to say, you know, I care about you, but I can't right now. I've got my own things I'm going through, but here are some resources or here's someone you could reach out to. And now I know. And so one of the things I say in my class is you do the best you can with the information you have at the time. None of us would ever want anyone to die, especially someone we love. But, you know, even someone I don't really like, I don't want them to die. And if I could change it, if I could go back and text her and let her know, you know, I would, but I didn't. Like I said, I was going through my own thing. And so I just want people to know to, again, all the reasons that I said, that it's okay if you're not the person that can help someone. But the one thing we need to make sure and do is lead them to someone who can or help connect them with services or respond to them. Because in the mind of someone who's not well, they may just think, you know, this person doesn't care either. And we want them to be able to connect to the resources. We're not always the person in the place that can help. Like I said, we have to take care of where our mental health is, but we definitely can still respond and, you know, provide some resources. So be prepared, be equipped, find some classes around you or on Eventbrite. You're welcome to look me up or the Caroline Project to see how you can get connected in some of our opportunities.
And Chrissy, I was a police officer long enough to see collateral damage yeah. after someone takes their life, because after a person takes their life, there are people who are closest to them who then sometimes start to think the same way. And
right.
it can definitely start a really bad cycle. So we have to be aware, if someone does take their life, of those around them that can be in a particularly dark place. And again, offer those resources. We may not be qualified to help them in a way that they're needing, but we can certainly show compassion. We can certainly show kindness, and then we can get them tools like the Caroline Project or other efforts mm-hmm. to show them that there are people out there who do care and that can make a difference in their addiction or whatever they're struggling with.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we can say that we're not sure what to do, but we can all get on a computer and Google things. So finding out what those resources are in your area, you know, and it may take you, a lot of people reach out to me when they see something on Facebook and they say, hey, this person is posting this. And I say, you know, well, have you had some education? Because it's important that we make sure that we're trying to do what we can and not just, what I always say, catching fish and bringing them to somebody else to you know, deal with, that we actually try to provide that help and that hope that we can for, you know, the our neighbors, really, the people around us in our sphere of influence.
As you mentioned, Chrissy, the Caroline Project supports Bow and Arrow Center of Hope, which is located in Abbeville, South Carolina. And they offer life coaching, Christian coaching, a crisis care in person by phone or online, therapeutic mentoring to children and teens, and also a variety of educational classes on grief, loss, trauma, and mental health. So I can see exactly why the Caroline Project would want to support Bow and Arrow Center of Hope.
Yeah, and we've loved getting one of the things we've done with the Caroline Project, along with Mental Health First Aid and Bow and Arrow Center of Hope, as well as our local and, you know, state agencies for alcohol and drug, is to, you know, provide community events, awareness events, so that people can get information. We have activities. I've hosted movies. If anybody's familiar with the Kevin Hines story, very powerful story, but you know, movies and education, so that people can come and be able to learn and see, take the stigma away and realize that, you know, it's not those people. It's really all of us. One in four adults struggled with a mental health issue and one in five youth. But honestly, you know, the last year we've collectively gone through several traumatic events, actually, and, you know, some more than others with the pandemic and, you know, things connected with that, and then, you know, other things with our nation. And so it's important that we are trying to heal right now, you know, more now than ever, and that we're able to be equipped so that, you know, I talk with law enforcement a lot and do some trainings with them in my area. And I just say, you know, we have to be prepared. And I know they feel the exact same way, prepared for the crisis before it happens. We want to be proactive in our schools and in our communities. And so that's what Bow and Arrow Center of Hope is trying to do here in our community. South Carolina's 50th in the nation for mental health services. And here in Abbeville, what we found in our needs assessment back in 2016, it's being updated now, but that there was one mental health professional per 2,500 people. And that is just not okay. We really have got to do better and see that mental health is just as important as physical health. We have one brain, and that brain, you know, operates our body. And, you know, I always tell people, especially guys, God didn't say just women have emotions and men don't. We all have emotions, and we need to learn how to handle those in the correct way and to take care of those as well.
It's interesting that you mentioned Kevin Hines, and for those who don't know, Kevin Hines, he is a suicide prevention speaker who attempted to take his own life by jumping from the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, California. And actually, yeah. I have a friend now, Greg C. Washington, who's from Fayetteville, North Carolina, who's currently on an 1,800-mile walk across the country. He's a former Army combat veteran, and he is walking to raise awareness for suicide when it comes to military and civilians. And so he mentioned Kevin in our last conversation, which I find interesting. Oh, really? That you bring up Kevin Hines as well.
Yes, we're hoping in the fall that we're going to be able to, like I said, you may know about his documentary he made a couple of years ago. So we hosted it here, and we're hoping to do it again and have him here, because he's just, you know, if you're familiar with him, you know he's a powerful speaker and his story's powerful. And he just has a way of connecting with people of all ages.
Well, let's talk now about how people can connect with the Caroline Project and also support Bow and Arrow Center of Hope as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are really, we're still waiting on our 501c3 status. We've got all the paperwork in. We're just waiting. Really, we're still in the, we've been doing lots of events and lots of education and lots of things. But one of the ways really is that people would go follow it. I mean, you know, first off, just being aware of these things being an issue and not being afraid in your area of trying to help. Connecting with us for, you know, whether it's a virtual class or in-person class, you know, we've had people come from, I've had people come from lots of different areas and also host me to come do workshops in other states. So connect with us and see, you know, how you can get involved. Again, on the Facebook page, it's the Caroline Project or Bow and Arrow Center of Hope. And, you know, also finances are always an issue. So we love when people give, but we definitely would love just your encouragement. Your shares are really, really powerful because just like, you know, connecting with you, Mark, I mean, that is just so awesome that we get the word out. And so, you know, I'm never all about the money. I just want people to know and to share. And, you know, if they are able to give, that's great. If you want to give and honor someone, we would love that. We're still working out, you know, really creative ways that we're able to do that. And lots of events, again, that are happening. And tomorrow we actually have a virtual challenge we do. Our second one since Caroline took her life, and we do a virtual challenge in her honor. And so we would just love if you are doing something active between June 12th and June 26th, just give us a tag. You don't even have to have one of our shirts, but if you want to order one, we'd be glad and love to send you one. But if not, just do something active, kayaking, you know, boating, running, walking, take your kids, take your dogs, you know, and go out and do fun things, but do it for Caroline. Do it in honor of her and in memory of her, and also anyone you know or have loved that you've lost to suicide and really addiction as well. And, you know, give us a shout and let us know where you are, because those are the things that help myself and I know Lucia and her family, Caroline's mom and her family, to heal and just to see that, you know, the deep sadness that we have that she's not with us, we can still see her making an impact. And that's really what we want.
I want to make sure, Chrissy, that the Bishop family knows that I'm honoring Caroline today and recognizing her. And even the people that you have talked about that you were associated with that took their lives, I am in support of this effort, the Caroline Project, and anything I can do through the Mark White Show, please reach out and let me know, because I do want to continue to honor Caroline, who is forever 23. She was just 2 weeks away from being 24 years old when she passed away on June the 11th, 2016. And that is a very short life. I'll be 42. I'm 42 years old today. Yeah. There are people out there right now who are very young, who've yet to have life experiences, that need to be able to have those experiences and not in a pit, so to speak, where they feel hopeless and helpless.
Yeah. And, you know, it's easy to get in a place where you feel, like I said earlier, that it's just so dark. But, you know, one of the things I share with people all over when I speak is that my mom always says a constant drip will wear a stone away. And I use that to say, you know, it is hard. It is really, really hard and dark sometimes. But, you know, if you just keep walking, putting one foot in front of the other, at some point, and sometimes it takes time, but at some point it does, you'll break through. Things will get a little bit easier. And I, you know, I'm here to say, just from experience, it can take some time. And that's why we've got to show each other love and kindness. And I will definitely make sure the bishops know and hear this. I mean, Lucia's going to be so thrilled and so honored. And I would love for us to get to, you know, connect back with you and for you to get to talk with her some and hear from her perspective.
Absolutely. Chrissy Raines, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about the Caroline Project and also to share about Bow and Arrow Center of Hope and the great work that's being done to help those who need help. I mean, that's the bottom line, is there are people out there who need help, and there are resources, as you mentioned, and we do want to make sure that people connect so they can go to the Caroline Project and then also go to Bow and Arrow Center of Hope, and just make that connection, and then find resources in your area, wherever you are in the country or the world, find those resources. And if you need help, Chrissy's going to help you. I'll help you. Just send us a message. Let us know. I know that you actually have your email address posted on the page on the Caroline Project, as well as the Bow and Arrow Center of Hope. So people could also send you a message if they want to via email, right?
Yeah. I always try to help people get connected, and we are working diligently on updating our website, so that will be up soon as well, but we'd love to hear from you, like I said.
Folks, the Caroline Project was established in May 2019 as a fundraiser for Bow and Arrow Center of Hope. It was established in honor of Caroline Bishop, who died by suicide June 11th, 2016. Today, June the 12th, 2021, we honor Caroline Bishop and those who have taken their lives by having this show and recognizing the issues with suicide and bringing awareness to this very difficult subject for so many families across the country. When we come back, we're going to have a brand new episode of Kyla's Corner from Kyla Carter, as she talks about the change of the seasons. People have finished school, they're starting new jobs. Maybe Kyla's message can help with that. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Right now I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. When you're sad and feeling bad, just think of wonderful things. When one thing ends, there's always another, because all good things must come to an end. When a door is closed, a window opens, so let the sun shine through. When we say goodbye.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. The school year is coming to a close, and summer is just seconds away. With summer also comes change. Some people will still be working, but will have the beautiful weather and heat to brighten their mood. For students, we won't have to be stuck in classrooms worrying about exams or studies that will cloud our imaginations. I am always so excited for school to come to an end. The summer is my favorite time of year for a number of reasons. But recently, it has been making me feel anxious. I have always had anxiety about growing up. I truly want to be Peter Pan and sail off to Neverland, never having to worry about the wonders of adult life. As each summer passes, I come closer to graduating and leaving my childhood behind to get into the real world. This year was my first year of high school, and even though I didn't have the typical high school experience, I still had the workload and thoughts of what I wanted to continue to do that will impact me in the near future. These thoughts can get so tiresome, thus making me very anxious. I thought, if I'm feeling this pressure, so must other people. So, I'm here to tell you that it's okay to be scared or anxious about what your future may hold, whether that's going to college, starting a new job, or maybe even moving to another state or country. As many of you already know, I toured the country for most of my childhood, performing on some of the biggest stages in America. When the most recent tour ended, it hit me hard. So I used my sad emotions, and I wrote the song All Good Things. And Mark White even debuted it on his show. The main idea of the song is that no matter how sad you may be feeling about something ending, the truth is that all good things must come to an end. Writing that song really helped me cope with the feelings of anxiousness and helped me move on in a positive way. Even though great things in your life may end, always hold hope that there is something just as great waiting in your near future. Sometimes we may want to be Peter Pan, but think of all that we may miss out on if we didn't grow up or move on. I want you to know that your feelings are valid, I'm feeling them too. But life moves on with each changing season, and conquering and pushing through helps you move on positively. So, today, I encourage you to start a new chapter in the book of your life. Remember, it's healthy to grow up and move on. And live your life, as I do, sunny side up. I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay, where we play Make a Difference Minutes from the past week. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have World War II veteran Sherwin Callender as he celebrates his 101st birthday. I also have his granddaughter, Elaine Oaks, with Honored Legacies for Veterans.
The first thing I want to do is thank you for your service to our country.
Well, you're welcome. I was only too glad to be able to do it.
What does it mean to you, Mr. Callender, to be able to be outside and have these people who you love so much be able to celebrate this 101st birthday with you today?
Oh, it makes me feel real good. Real good.
I wanted to ask you what Honored Legacies for Veterans means to you.
I just love it.
Well, thank you for your service again, and we appreciate you. And we're going to have Elaine Oaks come up in just a minute, and she's going to talk about Honored Legacies for Veterans and the great work that they do for our World War II veterans, Korean veterans, and Vietnam veterans. Again, happy 101st birthday, Mr. Sherwin Callender.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Right now, I have with me his granddaughter, Elaine Oaks.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thanks for being here at this special celebration, too, of my grandfather. Honored Legacies for Veterans is an organization that exists to honor senior veterans in their communities and beyond, and to guard and preserve their legacies for future generations. And so while we have them here, we want to honor them. We want to take them to ceremonies where they're honored. We want to take them to outings where they're honored. And then beyond their lifetimes, we want to guard and preserve their legacies. And we have a plan to do that through our school systems that we've been working on through COVID.
If you would like to find out more about Honored Legacies for Veterans, go to honoredlegacies.org. or follow their Facebook page at Honored Legacies for Veterans. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Judy Nicole with Boomtown Makers Market in Fort Payne, Alabama.
I love it here. We're not for profit. We are here strictly as an anchor for downtown Fort Payne and to get artists stuff on the walls. We're not trying to make bank with this. We just want to have a location for artists to be able to display their stuff, because it doesn't matter if you paint the most beautiful thing in the world and you slide it under your bed or in the back of your closet. Art is for people to see, you know. I'm happy to be able to display it for folks.
Tell me about this place where this art is located.
This is the Sawyer Building in downtown Fort Payne. We're located on Galt Avenue, 324 Galt Avenue. It's the oldest standing commercial building in all of Fort Payne. It's been a bank. It was a car shop, an auto repair place at one point. But yeah, we've got a lot of history here. Actually, we've got a closet here that has snippets from when one of the Alabama boys, his father owned the car auto shop. There's a newspaper clipping behind a door of him whenever they were just boys in the band kind of thing, right. young men. And anyway, it's just interesting.
Do you know what year this building dates back to?
1894, I believe. Thank you for having us and talking about Boomtown Makers Market. It's a neat little place for folks to come and hang out and look at local art and buy some.
And tell people how they can connect with Boomtown Makers Market.
Well, you can find us on Facebook or boomtownmakersmarket.org. Either way is good. Our phone number is 256-273-6929, and our business hours are Thursday through Saturday, and that's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And the address one more time.
324 Galt Avenue North.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have World War II and Korean War veteran Mr. Harold McMurrin. Mr. McMurrin will turn 97 years old on June the 10th.
May of 1943. I was a trained aircraft mechanic. Went to the same school that the same guys went to for the Army Air Corps. And I was at Tyndall Field, Florida. I came back to Tyndall Field trying to get in the Air Force, and I got drafted before I could get in the Air Force.
On D-Day, where were you?
I was with 4th Infantry going in on Utah Beach. I was 19. I was in a maintenance squadron. I was supposed to fix the guns and artillery sights and tanks that quit running, but the waves that went in didn't make the progress that they thought they would make against the Germans there. So when we got on the beach, we had to fight for our lives too, just like the infantry. In fact, we did the same work that the infantry did. Most of us was seasick when we landed. I'll say that 95% of the guys were seasick even before we landed, so the sea was rough. I mean, the channel was rough at that time, which made it more difficult for us to get in like we were supposed to. We had the 81st and 101st Airborne drop down behind us to keep the Germans from bringing in reinforcements, but that was a tragedy. It's a privilege to have fought with them, showing their bravery, that they didn't mind giving their lives for our freedom today.
To find out more about Harold McMurrin and other veterans who have served our country so well, go to honoredlegacies.org. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Officer Ron Slagle with Honor and Respect LLC.
I'm still a police officer. I'm a city police officer in the state of Iowa. I'm a patrol corporal on the midnight shift. This is currently my 26th year of police service. Prior to starting as a police officer, I was active duty Air Force for 8 years, served overseas for 3 years during Desert Shield and Desert Storm. I was in Turkey, Incirlik Air Base. We started brainstorming on ideas that we could do to help others, and that would be including suicide awareness, helping organizations that deal with PTSD and suicide prevention. It took about 9 months. We did all the research and development here in Iowa. We created an athletic shoe, currently have it trademarked with the U.S. Patent Office. We're as trademarked as any other shoe label currently. We wanted to do this right. We just didn't want it to do it an overnight kind of thing where it looks like a big show. Well, it's not a show. We believe it's a mission. So we started an athletic shoe back in May of 2019. We sold our very first pair of athletic shoes to a guy in Houston, Texas, and then July of 2019, I was invited, along with Emma, my daughter, to be on the Fox and Friends show in the morning on July 3rd. There is a donation button on our website, but there's also obviously a product page. Our flags are made in the USA, both in Hanover, PA, and also Milwaukee. We did all the research, design, and build-up for the shoe right here in Iowa as well. We are just 100% as much as we can made in the USA right here in America, but the easiest way to get to our stuff or to make a donation is to go to honor-respect.com.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Her grandfather, Dwight Eisenhower, President and General, he was the 34th President of the United States of America. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mary Eisenhower.
Thank you. It's so great to be here, Mark.
How were you able to see your grandfather and interact with your grandfather with so many demands on him and his service?
That was the beauty of Granddad. He adored his children and his family. And I often wondered, you know, a lot of people, particularly before the day of the travel became so normal, that were not so close to their grandparents. I wondered, you know, what the difference was. But when you think about it, a person with that kind of responsibility, who do they cleave to but their family? He grew up in a house full of boys. There were 7 boys total. 6 survived to adulthood. They lived in a very small, humble home, so they were very close quartered and that kind of thing. And my father ended up growing up as an only child because his brother died at 3.5 of scarlet fever. So Granddad, I think, really missed kind of the chaos of a big family, and my father was oh too willing to help out. He had 4 of us. I'm glad he didn't stop at 3 because I'm the youngest. I didn't realize he was anything but a knee-slapping grandfather until I got into school and people started treating me strangely. For example, I knew that he lived in a fancy house in Washington, but I didn't know he didn't own it. I thought he had a mortgage on it like everybody else, right? You know?
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope The Mark White Show is an encouragement to you. If it is, I hope you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family and let them know about The Mark White Show as we continue to make try to make a difference in our communities. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, also on LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good.